Today's share in the Daf Yomi is the Gemara in Yuma, Daf Yud Zayin, and we're beginning on the second line from the top, Yud Zayin Amud Aleph. Yesterday's share was an entire aside to show that Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov was the author, he's the Tana of Midos. And now we can go back to the question that we raised 2 days ago, back at the end of the share on Tesavov Amud Beis, where we had a stira between the Mishnah in Midos and the Mishnah in Tomid. If you remember, I handed out a sheet. You had it as a handout for the online. If you can pull up that sheet, that would be great. I will try to attach it again to today's share as well, if you didn't hear that share. And this stira between the Mishnah in Midos, the first parak Mishnah Vav, and from the Gemara in Tomid, on Daf Lamid, Omid Aleph. So we had two different understandings as to where the four different chambers, the Lishkos of the Beis Hamokad, were in fact found. And to go first, we had the Mishnah in Tomid, which taught us that the Lishkas Tloyim was in the northwest corner, versus in Midos, it was mentioned that it was in the southwest corner. So that was a critical difference between the two, which we will now reconcile today. We went through all of yesterday's shiur just to show us who was the author of Midos, but we never answered the question that there's a stira between the Mishnah and Tomid and the Mishnah Midos. Now, in addition to that, as we'll see, there is another stira between Tomid and Midos. In the Mishnah and Tomid, as you can see on the diagram that I handed out, in the northeast corner, in that chamber, that was the Lishka for the Lechem Aponim in Tomid. And that same Lishka was referred to as being in the southeast corner in the Mishnah in Midos. So those are the two things that we have to reconcile. We pointed out that the other names of the Lishkos, the Avnei Mizbeach Lishka and the Tefillah Mishka, were known as different Lishkos between Midos and Tomid, and that we can easily reconcile by saying that the same Lishka can have more than one purpose. So that's not a stira, as we'll see when we get through today's shir. So now we can begin. The Gemara comes back to try to address the stira, and it says, Rav Ada, Breder of Yaakov Omar, second line from the top, Yud Zayin Amud Aleph, he's going to give us a teretz, he says. In fact, and now you can see in the second list of diagrams that I've given you, on the bottom, that's the new understanding that I wrote there on Yud Zayin Amud Aleph. So it says that, in fact, Hai Lishka Aktsuye Mikatsya. This Lishka that we call the Lishkas Tloim is actually found in both the northwest corner and in the southwest corner. It depends on your perspective. So the Mishnayis in Tomid and in Midos both are in fact perfectly in accord with each other. As you can see in my bottom diagrams there, the Lishkas Tloim is an extended long Lishka, and it can be looked at as being in the northwest corner and in the southwest corner. The fact that there's another Lishka above it in the northwest corner doesn't change the fact that it could be viewed as being a northwest Lishka as well. And let's look in Rashi over here. Rashi tells us that Rav Ada bar Yitzchak Omar, that this Lishkas Tloim is Aktsuye Mikatsya, Bishtei HaMikzoos Niris. It looks like it's present in both the northwest and in the southwest corner. Sha'aruchahi, it's an elongated Lishka, as I've shown in my diagrams. Vomedes Bimarav, if a person is standing in the west, so he sees both of them. Umarechas Litzaret Sofim Vidorom. So he sees this Lishka, it goes, if he's standing there, it will be above him to the north, and below him to the south. It's near both corners, Shemikan Umikan. So therefore, there's no stira to say in Tomid that it's the northwest corner, and in Midos to say it's the southwest corner. Both are right. Don't look at them in the original understanding type of a diagram, but look at them in the new understanding type of a diagram that I have below the original two. So the Gemara continues and says, if you're coming into the Beis Hamokad, that's the name of this Lishka with the four corners in it. If you're coming into the Beis Hamokad, so then, as you're coming in from the north, it looks like the Lishkas Tloim is southward, and that's why you'd say it's in the southwest. And that's why in Midos, the Tana is saying a person entering from the north will say that the Lishka is in the southwest. If you're coming up from the southern aspect of the Beis Hamokad, you're going to see the Lishka, and Mischazya Lebatzofon, you're going to call it in the northwest. Right? They both agree it's on the western side, and it's all perspective. If you're coming in from the north, it looks south. If you're coming in from the south, it looks north. So both of them are referring to the exact same location of the Lishkas Tuloyim. Now he concludes, Rav Ada Breder of Yitzchak, and he says, Umistabra, it makes very good sense. The Bemarov is Dromis Havoi. It really is more southwestern, as we will see, as you can see in my diagrams. There was another Lishka above the Lishka Stloim in the northwest corner. So it makes sense to say that really it's southwest, albeit it stretches to the northwest as well. Umistabra de Bemarov is Dromis Havoi. It really makes sense to say that this Lishka was mostly southwest, as Rashi explains over here. Tfei, it's more southwest than it's northwest. It is northwest too, but it's mostly southwest. Tfei umodi bo tana de tomit. The Tana in Tomit agrees to this. Even though he called it northwest, he agrees that it's mostly in the southwest. Then why did he call it northwest? El denokit sidra midorom litzofon. He referred to it as somebody coming in from the south, going up north. He says, so as you're coming from the south, it's north of you. So he called it northwest. As you're walking into the Beis Hamoked on the southern aspect, you would say that the Lishkas Tloim is northwest. And therefore, Ki'ilu Bitzofon, and that's why he described it as being in the north. Now, Mimai, why is this so? The Gemara asks. Midiraminon lechem aponim, alechem aponim. This is right because we still have another stira. If you look in the top series of diagrams that I had, again, I pointed out in the Mishnayis and Tomid on Daf Lamed and Aleph, the Lishkas Lechem Aponim was in the northeast. But in the Mishnah in Midos, so it says that the Lishkas Lechem Aponim is in the southeast. So that's another stira. But we can reconcile that stira in the following way. Midiramina Lechem Aponim, Lechem Aponim, since we have a stira in where the two Mishnayis describe where the Lishkas Lechem Aponim was, and we can answer that, umishaninan, it depends on your perspective. And now we look at my bottom diagrams. In the Mishnah, in Midos, we're talking about a person is turning to the right. As you enter in the southwest bottom part of the Lishka, of the Beis Hamokad, you turn right. And the first Lishka you'll encounter will be the Lechem Aponim Lishka. Then you continue turning right. The next Lishka you'll encounter will be the Avnei Mizbeach, which in Midos is called the Avnei Mizbeach Lishka. In Tomid, that's called the Mokad Lishka. It functions for two purposes. It had a fire inside of it, and it also held the old, broken down and deconsecrated Avonim from the Mizbeach that the Avonim deconsecrated and were Mechalel. So it held both of them, the Mokad, the fire, and the Avnei Mizbeach. And the Mishnah Midos continues, as you then turn right again, and you go to the full, pure northwest corner, you get to the area known as the Beis HaTfila, the Lishkas Tfila, which had a mikveh inside of it, and that's where the Kohanim, who became Tomei, would leave the Beis HaMikdash area to go through tunnels and go to a mikveh. And it also was the place where they kept the Chosamo, so that Lishka had a dual purpose. So the Avnei Mizbeach / Mokad Lishka was in the northeast corner, and the Tfila and Chosamo's Lishka, that was in the northwest corner. That's according to the Tana in Midos, because you're turning as you come in a counterclockwise direction, because Kolpino Sha'ata Sovev, Sovev L'Yomin. So that's not a problem. And the Tana of the Mishnah in Tomid turned the other way, and that's why it seems like he has the Lishkos in a different location, but they're actually in the exact same location in Tomid as they are in Midos. Again, two of them have different names, but the Lechem Aponim Lishka is in both Midos and Tomid in the southeast corner, and that's what the Gemara is telling us. Amar Rav Huna b'Reidu Rav Yeshua, that's how he answers, Mashanin, and he's giving us this teretz that I just said outside, Marko Choshev Derech Yomim, the Tana in Midos is assuming the person is turning to the right, which is a counterclockwise description, and Umar, the author of the Mishnah in Tomid, Kochoshev Derech Smol, he's going in a clockwise rotation, and therefore they end up having the Lechem Aponim Lishka in the same places. Let's see inside in Rashi to see exactly how he gets this. Umeshanina mamrehu the Rei Yeshua, Tana de Midos kochoshiv derech yomim, ki de meforish behedja, ki de ozil, when he's coming in, umani midorim lemizroch, he first goes in on the southern side, and then he turns to the right, he goes to the Mizrach side. And then, umimizroch litzofon, from Mizrach he goes to litzofon, umitzofon lemarav, umimarav ledorim. Some delete mimarav ledorim, because he doesn't have to go back down to the dorim again. In any event, v'habar lahakif saviv kol habayis, when he's going around this entire lishka, umekiv derech yomin, Bibachutz, he's going in a counterclockwise direction, always turning to the right. Zehu Seder Hakofaso. That's why the Tan and Midos mention the Lishkos where they are. But in Talmud, instead of saying that they're also going in a counterclockwise direction, and then the Lechem upon him would be in the northeast location, that's incorrect. In fact, it's going to be in the southeast location, same exact thing in Talmud as in Midos. And that's what Rashi continues. Masnis in the Talmud, the low pirish midi, didn't explain which way he's going. Ikal meimar, you must say, that there are small money. He's going left, which means in a clockwise direction. Vesulo tikshi midi miashta, and then there's no questions at all. And life is very good. Now we turn to the Omid Beis. Yud Zayin Omid Beis. The Gemara continues and says, this works out great. Iyarmis bishloma b'marov is dronis avoy. If you say that the lishkas tloim is in fact in the southwest corner, as we now explained, both Talmud and Midos say, so everything is good. Hainu de Matar, it's lechem upon him, alechem upon him. Now we have both Talmud and Midos saying that the lechem upon him is in the southeast corner. Everything is good. But Eliyarmis, Tsifonis, Maravis, Havoy, but if you're in fact saying, like we originally said, that the Tana in Talmud says that the Lishkash Tloim is northwest, not southwest, so then Sov, my Tirutz of the Lechem upon him. How are you going to solve the problem that now the Lechem upon him is like in the top diagrams, that the Tana in Talmud says it's northeast, and the Tana in Midos says it's southeast? We got a contradiction. So therefore, Elo, Lav Shmamino, B'Maravis, Dromus, Havoy, this teretz that we gave, that even the Tana and Talmud says that it's in the southwestern aspect, and it extends up. It's elongated. So it looks like it's also in the north if you're coming in from the southern approach. Shma mina, this is a wonderful teretz. Kach haya. This is, in fact, the answer that we give to the stira between Midos and Talmud. Now the Gemara says, wait a second. V'homar mar, but we said, we learned this previously, Kopino Shatapone, Lo Yu Elo Derech Yomin Lemizrach. We just said that you always, in the Beis HaMikdash, always go counterclockwise. You always turn to your right, and you turn to your right. So then, the Tana in Midos did it correctly. He says you enter in the south, and you turn to your right. So you go from southwest, you go to southeast, and then you go to northeast, and then you go to northwest. So the Tana in Midos is turning correctly. But you're telling me that the Tana in Talmud, he's going in a clockwise direction, so he's going to the left. That's wrong. So Gemara says, no. Hani mihli b'avoda. This rule that you always turn to the right, that's dealing with an avoda. When you're up on the top of the Beis HaMikdash and you're doing the zrikas on the different corners, so yes, you always turn to the right. When you're going up or going down the Mizbeach, so you always go to the right. Aval hocha, this is just chushman abiyamu. This is just a calculation. This is just the description. And therefore, lav dafka, that you have to go to the right. Now, the Baal HaMor says, even so, how come we don't say over here that still the Tana in Talmud should have counted to the right? Why did he bedafka count to the left? So the Baal HaMor explains, since we're talking with the west side, you're on the west side of the Beis HaMokad, so therefore he continued going to the west side, which is now the northwest side, and that's why he went up to the Chos Amos, and then he turned in a clockwise direction, and then went to the Mokad, which is the northeast, and then to the Lechem upon him, which is southeast. So that's how the Baal HaMor explains this. The Rif on Yuma is very, very little. It really is only the eighth perek, and there's a little Baal HaMor that's not related to Rif over here, and that's where you can find this explanation that I just gave from the Baal HaMor. I would mention that the Rambam in the Pirush Mishnayis in Midos has a totally different understanding of our Gemara. And he says, no, this Lishkas HaTloim is not an elongated chamber. And in fact, he holds that both Midos and Talmud both hold that the Lishkas HaTloim is in the southwest corner. So how come in Talmud it's called the northwest corner? So he answers in an innovative way. He says it's northwest in relation to the Azara. The Azara is going to be northwest of this Lishka. However, in relation to the other Lishkas in the Beis HaMokad, it's southwest. So that's how the Rambam in the Pirush Mishnayis in Midos explains and reconciles these two Mishnayis. The Rambam Lishitosa. Okay, that solves the problem from our Shia 2 days ago. And now the Gemara continues by quoting our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says, Shekoin Godol Makriv Chelek Berosh V'notel Chelek Berosh. The Kohen Gadol has always the right to go be makriv, anything that he wants. He gets to take whatever jobs he wishes to do. And likewise, he gets to take whatever matnos kahuna there are, he gets to take them as well. So Gemara now explains this further. Tanu Rabban, we have a Braisa. It says, what do you mean when we said in our Mishnah the Kohen gets to be Makriv Chelik Barosh? Ketzad Makriv Chelik Barosh. How do you explain that? So Kohen says, Omer, Ola Zu Ani Makriv. So there's a Korban Tamid, or there's another Ola, and the Kohanim that of that Mishmar, of that Beisav, are about to do it, and the Kohen Gadol could walk up to them and say, excuse me, I think I'd like to do this one. And he's allowed to go and bring that Korban as the Kohen. Kohen Gadol can trump, preempt anybody else. Or Mincha Zu, this Korban Mincha, this flower offering Zu, Ani Makriv. I will go and take this, even though you were the designated base of this Mishmar and were in charge of it. Kohen Gadol can interrupt and say, I will do this. So that's what it means. He's Makriv Chelik Barosh. He gets to pick whatever he wants to do. On any given day, any given Avoda, he gets the right to do it. Likewise, we said, Ketzad Notel Chelik Barosh. What does it mean that he gets first crack at the Matnos Kahuna? What does that mean? So Omer, if the Kohen Gadol says, Chatazu ani yochal. I think I would like to have this chata. So chata has parts that are allowed to be eaten by the Pirchei Kohuna. They have to eat them in the Azara. And the Kohen Gadol can say, listen, even though you did this avoda and you would be entitled to have this meat from this chata, I'm going to go take this. And he's allowed to take this. Now, the Mefarshim have a whole discussion, which we'll see more in the Gemara in a moment. Does it mean he gets to take the whole thing, or will it follow the rules that we're going to say that he always gets to take either half or less than half of any matana? So some suggest that this means that here he can take the whole thing because you can't divide up a piece of meat. It's pasnish. It's improper to give the coin a morsel, a piece. He gets the whole thing. So here, the whole thing is a chatas. So the simplest way to understand this is that he gets this entire piece of chatas that the Pirchei Kohuna are entitled to, so the coin gets it. Kohen Gadol is allowed to take it. Others say no, just like he's only allowed to take either half or less than half, as we'll see in a moment, so he would also only be taking half or less than half of this chatas over here, and this is a machlokas amongst the poskim. In any event, right now we just have the girsa of chatas zu ani ochel. The Kohen Gadol says, I think I would like to take this piece of chatas, he gets it. Or they're sacrificing an asham, which is also able to be eaten by the Pirchei Kohuna in the Azara. So an asham also has its sacrificial parts, just like the chatas does, it go on the Mizbeach, and then there's the meat that's allowed to be eaten by Pirchei Kohuna. So the Kohen Gadol says to the Kohanim that we're entitled to get this piece of meat because they did the hakrava, so he can say to them, sorry buddies, I'm going to take this piece of meat, asham zani ocha. That is for the korbanos. Now, there's also challah, various challah that comes from either the shtei halechem that are brought on Shavuos or the lechem aponim that now we're going to discuss. The notel challah mishtei chalos. On Shavuos, you have the kivsei atzeres, which are the only carbon shlomim that are from a tzibur that are brought on Shavuos, and with them are brought two breads known as the shtei halechem. So there are two breads. Here, the Kohen Gadol is allowed to say, V'notel chala mishtei chalos. He can take one of the two. Now here, it's specifically only one of the two. He can't take both of them. And we'll see, as we follow the Gemara further, why that is true. That's in regards to the shtei alechem on Shavuos. And with regards to the lechem upon him, there are 11 lechem upon him. They were put on the previous Shabbos, and they're taken off the following Shabbos when you put on the new lechem upon him. And then they're divided up amongst the Mishmar Hayotzei, the Mishmar Hanichnas, the Mishmar that has been working the previous week, as well as the Mishmar that's coming in for the following week. So they divide up normally the 12 breads, and we'll see how they divide it up in a moment. There are two different shitos as to how they divide it up. Either they divide it up 6-6, or they divide it up 7-5, and we'll see that there are other ramifications of that as well. So this Braisa continues and says, if the Kohen Gadol wishes to take the Lechem upon him, so he gets either 4 or 5. Arba o Chamesh, he's entitled to 4 or 5 of the loaves of the 12 loaves of the lechem upon him. That's what the Tana Kama says. He gets one of the two breads of the lechem, of the shtei halechem, and he gets either 4 or 5 of the breads from the 12 breads of the lechem upon him. Along comes Rebbe and disagrees. Rebbe Omer li olam, forever. Now, the Vilna Gaon deletes the word li olam, and we'll see why later in the Shia, why that is a very good deletion, because it will fit in with the Gemara later on. But our Gemara has the gear, so Liolam, always, he takes 5. Chamish, the Kohen Gadol, if he wishes to, he takes 5 of the lechem upon him. And this is based upon the fact that it says, Shenemar, Vaisol li Aaron ulevanav. It says that Aaron and his children are entitled to get the half, mechza. It says, Vaisol li Aaron ulevanav. So he gets the same as his children. So mechza li Aaron or mechza levanav. So therefore, since, we'll see, the number is 10 that we're working with, so he gets 5 of it, and 5 are distributed to the rest of the Quran, because it says in the Pasuk, V'hayi soli aron levanav, v'achalu b'mkom kadosh, ki kodesh kodeshim hu, lo me'ishe Hashem chok olam, from this week's parasha. So therefore, he is entitled to half. Rebbe's opinion is the Kohen Gadol takes half. We'll see in a moment why 5 is half of 12. It's obviously not. So Gemara says, ha gufa kasha, this brisa has mutually contradictory parts to it. First, you tell me, amris no tel chala, achas mishtei chalos, that the Kohen Gadol is entitled to take one of the two. That implies half. Mani, whose opinion that is? That's Rebbe here, the Omar Pau Geshaka, because Rebbe says that the Olam, he gets 5 because he gets half. Well, again, we have to explain why 5 is half. But he gets half. So the first part, the first statement, that the Kohen Gadol is entitled to take one of the two, Shtei HaLechem, goes according with Rebbe, the Omar Pau Geshaka, that it takes half. But then, Ema Mitzuyasa, take the next part of the Brayis, where it says that the Kohen Gadol is allowed to take 4 or 5 of the Lechem upon him. Arba O Chamesh B'maisa Lechem upon him. Now, that is not Rebbe, because Rebbe says you take half. Here it says 4 or 5. So Asan L'Rabbanan, this goes according to the Shita of the Rabbanan, the Yamre Lo Shakel Pauga, the Kohen Gadol doesn't get half, he gets less than half. So that's why it's 4 or 5, which is less than half. So the Reisha is Rebbe, 1 of 2 is half. The middle part, the Mitzuyasa, that is 4 or 5, which is less than half. And then Ema Sefer, and then it says Rebbe Omer Li'olam Chamesh, which is half again. So we have a problem. The Reisha, the Seifa, are Rebbe. The first and third part, the beginning and the end, are Rebbe. And Umetziyasa, the Rabbanan. And the middle part, that goes like the Shita of the Chachamim. We don't like to have a Mishnah that doesn't have an attribution to it to not have a similar authorship. So it should be either all Rebbe or all the Chachamim. To say that the Reisha and the Seifa are Rebbe, and that the Metziyasa is the Chachamim, is very problematic. So Gemara says, Amar Abaye, it's not so problematic. Reisha Umitziyasa Rabbanon. In fact, the Reisha and the Mitziyasa are both the opinion of the Rabbanon. The Mitziyasa, that was no problem. We said it's 4 or 5, is less than half. But how come 1 of 2 is not saying that that's half? Why isn't that like Rebbe? Why is that like the Chachamim? So Abaye says, no, even the Reisha is going like the Chachamim, because Umodu Rabbanon, the Rabbanon say, Bifrusa, when you're dealing with a piece, a morsel, a part of something, it's pasnish to give it to the Kohen Gadol. The lav orech ara lemeisva lekohen gadol. You don't give a piece to the Kohen Gadol. So if you'd say the Kohen Gadol gets less than half of the two breads, so we would get 0.75 of the two breads. You have to break a bread. That's not nice to give the Kohen a broken piece of bread. So when you only have two, so then you can't give him a piece of one, so then you have to give him an entire one. So there the chacham mamode that you can give half, 1 out of 2. So again, to repeat, the Reisha Mitzuyasa are the Rabbanon, Umodu Rabbanon Beprusa, the Lav Arecharo Lemesu LeKohen Gadol. So this way Abaye explains that we're dealing with the same opinion. The Reisha and the Mitzuyasa are the opinion of the Rabbanon. We turn to Yud Ches Amud Aleph. Let's understand now what it means, 4 or 5. That is the opinion of the Chachamim. Umay Arbo Chamesh, when the Chachamim said that the Kohen Gadol gets only less than half, which is 4 or 5, how did they get to that number, 4 or 5? So the Rabbanon, now there's a machlokis as to how you divide up the lechem upon. It's 12 breads. We said that the mishmar that is coming in and the mishmar that are yotzei, so they get to divide up the 12 lechem upon it. But there's a machlokis between the Chachamim and Rabbi Yehuda as to how they divide it up. So first we start off, Le Rabbanon, according to the opinion of the Chachamim, the Amrei Nichnas, the mishmar that's coming in, no tel sheish, they get 6 of the 12 breads, half. The Yotzei and the mishmar that is Yotzei, they also get 6, no tel sheish. In other words, they divide it 50-50. And then, Uschar Hagofas Delosos Lo, there is no additional benefit given to the mishmar that is coming in, that they have to go and close all the gates up at that night, so they don't get any additional payment, so to say, for that. So then, there's 12 breads, each mishmar gets 6. So according to the Chachamim, they'd say that's the way you break it up. So half of 12 would be 6. And the Chachamim here, in our Gemara's opinion, is that you get less than half. So that's what it means, Arba O Chamesh. Mishtei Misrei Boi Miflek. So they would normally divide up the 12 into two groups, one group getting 6, the other group getting 6. So the Kohen Gadol wishes to go and take his share, he's allowed to go take less than half. Botzer Chodot Mipalgo. So he gets a little bit less than half. Chamesh Shakil. That's why he gets to take 5 loaves. Now that's the 4 and 5. That explains the 5. According to the other opinion, in Sukkah, that's where this discussion is found. So the Gemara in Sukkah says, that's the opinion of the Chachamim, that say that the Mishmar HaNichnas and the Mishmar HaYotzei each divided up 6 and 6. But Rabbi Yehuda He disagrees with the Chacham. He says that the Mishmar that is coming in gets a bonus because they have to lock up, they have to close all the gates, so they get an additional compensation, a bonus of two of the breads. So Rabbi Yehuda, the Amar Nichnas, no tell Sheva. So they get two extra breads. They get seven, and the Mishmar that is leaving, so they only get five, so you're breaking it up 7-5, so the extra two that they got, that is a compensation for doing work. So the Kohen Gadol is not entitled to take that away from them. Kohen Gadol is only entitled to take away a matana, a present, but not for work that was done. So therefore, in this situation, the Mishmar that is coming in, that is Nichnas, they get two as a compensation for doing the work. And therefore, there's only 10 Lechem Haponim that are going to be divided up equally between the Mishmar HaNichnas and the Mishmar HaYotzei. So therefore, Shtayim Bischar HaGofas Delosos is not included in the discussion. And therefore, you're only left with 10. That 10 is divided up 5 to the Mishmar that is Yotzei, and an additional 5 to the Mishmar that is Nichnas. So the Nichnas, they get 7 altogether. They're out of the picture. But the division is 5. The Yotzei no tel Chomesh, so the division of the 5 that's leaving, that is 5. So that would be what the Kohen Gadol would be talking about as half. But he gets less than half. So Me'eser boy Miflux, since we're dealing with 10, half of that is 5, and therefore, Botzer Chodo Mipalga. The Kohen Gadol is only, according to the Chachamim, allowed to get less than half. So therefore, instead of 5, he gets 4, v'shokol arba. And that's how you explain the mitziyasa. According to the Chachamim, it can mean either 4 or 5. If you hold like the sheet of the Chachamim in Sukkah, so then it's 12 that was divided up into two equal parts, 6 and 6. So less than half is 5. If you go like the sheet of Yehuda in Sukkah that says, no, you're not dividing up 12. 2 was for direct compensation for the Mishmar that is coming in, for them to go and get 2 for closing the gates, then you're only dealing with dividing up 10. So it's 5 and 5. And if the Kohen Gadol is allowed to take less than half, so then he gets 4. That is the Chachamim's here in our Gemara, Arba Uchamesh. This is a Bayis Teretz. Rava gives a different teretz. Rava Amar, no. In fact, it is Kula Rebihi. Everything in this Braisa is the opinion of Rebbe. Abaye had said, no, that the Reisha and the Mitziyasa is the opinion of the Chachamim. And Rava says, no, it's the opinion of Rebbe. Rebbe holds, across the board, you get half. The Sova Loka Rebbe Yehuda. And the Sova Loka Rebbe Yehuda means that Rebbe holds that there's only 10 that we're talking about, because the 2 is compensation. That's not included. So when you're dividing up 10, that's 5 and 5. And the Kohen Gadol, according to Rebbe, is entitled to exactly half. Leolam Chomesh, he gets 5. So therefore, Rebbe holds that he gets 5. Now, where it says, wait a second, so that's 5. Velamai arba hochemesh boi lemishkal. So then what does it say, 4 or 5? It should be just 5. What is this 4 or 5? So where it says, lokasha. Ho deiko mishmar hamisakev. Ho deleko mishmar misakev. So here we have to introduce another detail. That is, when Yontif is on a weekday other than Friday or Sunday, so the other Mishmaros aren't necessary to come in early. They don't have to be there for Shabbos. Because if Yontif is Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday, so come in on Sunday, or you can leave on Friday, and therefore you don't have to stay over for Shabbos. So therefore, they're not entitled to anything when Yontif is on a weekday. Everybody comes in to work on Yontif. But there's enough time for them to come in before Yontif and enough time for them to leave after Yontif when Yontif is Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday that they're not entitled to any extra lechem upon him for staying over for Shabbos. However, if they do stay over for Shabbos, they're given a consolation prize, so to say. They're given 2 of the breads. So all the other mishmaros, they take 2 of the breads. So now you're starting off with not 12, but you're starting off with 10. And now, according to Rav Yehuda, the mishmar that is nichnas closes the gates. So they take off another 2 for that compensation for doing that work. So you're no longer dealing with 10. You're now dealing only with 8. So the Mishmar HaNichnas and the Mishmar HaYotzei divide up evenly the 8, which is 4 and 4. So here's where you get Rebbe saying that you actually have in this situation that half is exactly 4. So in general, it's 5, but for this special time, when Yontif falls out during the week, on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday, so then an additional 2 breads are taken off to give into all the other Mishmaros. The 2 are taken off by the Mishmar that is closing the gates, the Mishmar HaNichnas, so there's only 8 breads to be divided in between the 2 other Mishmaros, the Mishmar HaYotzei and Mishmar HaNichnas, and therefore, Rebbe says the Kohen Gadol can always take half, and he gets the 4 loaves. That's why it's 4 or 5. And that's not what the Gemara is going to say. If you have a Mishmar that is staying over for Shabbos, so then they're entitled to those two loaves, and therefore the two loaves also for compensation for the Mishmar HaNichnas that's closing the gate, so there's only eight loaves left. Mishmona boy lemiflak, and therefore v'shokel arba. Each of the two groups takes four, and the Kohen Gadol is allowed to go and take half, according to Rebbe, therefore he gets four. But when you don't have a Mishmar Misake, so then you're back with our original 12, two are for compensation, you're left with 10, and it's 5 and 5. So therefore, in that situation, Me'eser Boy Lemiflag, they're dividing up from 10, that's 5 is half, V'shakel Chomish, and the Kohen Gadol gets 5. So therefore, we understand how it could be your Rebbe. The first part, 1 out of 2 of the Shtei Halechem, that's Rebbe, 50%. 4 or 5, that's 50%. So Rabba says the whole thing is Rebbe. But there's only one problem. Then you have the Sefer, Ihachi. Then why is Rebbe saying, my Rebbe Omer, Liolam Chamesh? Why is he saying that you always get 5? And the Gemara says, that's Taka Kasha. Now, if you delete the word like the Vilna Gaon did that says Liolam, so then you don't have a problem because it's not Liolam. He says it's normally 5. And that's how the answer to the Kasha would be, even if you didn't delete the word Liolam. But certainly if you delete the word Liolam that we had before, that we said the Vilna Gaon doesn't have the word Liolam, so then when Rebbe says, it usually is 5. That's exactly what it is, because most of the time there isn't a Mishmar that is Misakev. It's only when Yontif is on a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday, and the Mishmar came early or stayed late, that they're called the Mishmar HaMisakev. But under most circumstances, most of the weeks of the year are not Yontif, and even when it is Yontif, it doesn't come out always on a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday, and even if it does, they don't always stay over. So therefore, in this situation, it's Taka right to say that Rebbe holds they usually get 5. But not 100% all the time. That's why the Gra deletes the word Liolam. But we have it, so we just have to answer Kasha that it didn't mean literally all the time. It meant most of the time. With this, we conclude today's share.